Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm excited to hear all about Newfoundland,
which is where
we find you today.
Yes, I'm very excited. I've never been to Newfoundland, and this summer we wanted to explore Canada, so why not the furthest east we can go?
That's about as far east as you can go, right?
Yes. Yeah, so it's good. It's, you know, we haven't been here a long time, like just a few days so far, but we took a Air Canada connection via Montreal. And the reason why I bring that up, our connection was only an hour, and I was a little, it's technically a legal connection. I was a little, I don't know, maybe a little wary of making my connection, but lots of time. It really did well. So if everybody sees that, not to worry. Air Canada seems to have figured it out. We took off and landed from the same terminal. So it's all good. Arriving in St. John's, which is the capital of the province, we rented a car for our time here. You don't need to, but it's nice to have it to explore. A nice central hotel is, it's called the Alt Hotel. It's part of the Germain property. It's right by the cruise dock. And that day, the Norwegian Gem was in town, and followed a little bit later came Regent Seven Seas Splendor. So it's a busy port. And just a little hint for those, traveling to Newfoundland by cruise, I would pre-book your shore excursions because it's not a big place. So you may not want to take the, you know, be caught off guard and not having a shore excursion, but it's super easy to walk around throughout the town if you wish. You get a sense it's very Irish, and they say it's probably almost as Irish as Ireland. And you could see that with the almost the accent in their Newfoundland language. Definitely lots of pubs, and the food that's served here, very focused on fish and French fries, and it's all very yummy. Maybe not as caloric as you want it to be, but very yummy, and lots of beer and ale. So with regards to how I started my journey here, I always like to take a little city tour, whether it's a hop on, hop off. It gets me acquainted with the city and the surroundings. So we started off by going to Cape Spear, and that's the most easterly point in North America. And it's among the oldest colonized regions in the New World. And our local guide, told us about the history, the legends, all flavored with their personal antidotes and good humor, which Newfoundlanders are famous for. I think I've heard this, that they can always find a friend because they're just so chatty. They just will talk to everybody. So on our tour, we definitely got to go, to see Cabot Tower and Single Hill, and Single Hill, you get to walk through like cliffside World War II gun batteries. We didn't see any whales, but there's definitely seabirds. So we haven't seen any marine wildlife yet, but I think we're pretty late in the season as well. And then at this point, there's also the oldest standing lighthouse in the province. Different points, like when we went to Cape Spear, this is where you would actually, if you were game, get up early and go see the first sunrise in North America. So that's kind of fun. Yeah, it is. I like that. But I didn't do it because it's too early for me. But then, you know, part of the opportunity when you're at Cape Spear, you can see these cliff bunkers. And this is where during the World War II, they would dig it out the side of the cliffs, and it would, they would put their ammunition and military firepower inside. So it was kind of neat. Also, if you're lucky, you could see Sable, the Newfoundland dog, but I didn't see him or her. I don't know if it's a him or her, but it was kind of a fun little folklore. And then we went to this quaint little fishing village. It's just minutes from downtown St. John's. It's called Kitty Bitty. There's cute cottages along the roadside. This is where there's an artisan studio and brewery. There's food and drink trucks. Very fun place to just hang out. And then we went back into St. John's, and then we kind of went along, and we got out of the bus, and we got to stroll along Jelly Bean Row. And this is a pretty famous place because there's a lot of brightly colored houses, and it's a fun visual representation of the history, its culture, its history is. And it has to be on your must-see list. It's easy to walk around. It has some elevation, so just be mindful of that. But it makes it one of the most photographed streets in Canada. And you'll encounter like houses that are painted in vibrant hues, like pinks and blues and greens and oranges. Mm-hmm. It's just gorgeous. So this is where the humorous Newfoundlanders come out. So they said, well, one story is like you're a fisherman, you're coming back to the port, and if you see your house, you can tell what your house is because of the color, right? Or the other story is you've had a lot of fun at the pubs, and you don't know where your house is, so you have to have a guide. Like, oh yeah, that's my blue house. I'm going to go to that house. So there's lots of fun stories about it as well. And so when they drop you off, they either can drop you off downtown or back at your hotel. We went back to the hotel, and then we came back, and then we walked along Water Street, which is kind of like the main shopping area and where the pubs are. But then you can go to George Street, where there's tons of pubs and restaurants. It comes alive at night. One thing I do have to mention, we're here in September, and a lot of things are kind of closing for the season. So before you leave home, make sure if you're coming later in the year, things are still open, because it will close on you. You don't want to miss out, right, on anything. But it's definitely a lovely town. I don't think you need to spend more than 2 to 3 days in St. John's. So we went back to Kitty Vitty. And there's also a great path around the lake that's there. It's about 3.8 kilometers. It takes about an hour to do, but it's a nice walk. And they also have great trails here that you can also take if you want to be active and be outdoors. And I would recommend it. There's one called the North Head Trail. It's really quite lengthy, but different places that you can see. And so after our time, we headed up to Trinity, where we're going to spend 3 nights here. And on the way, there is a lovely little town called Dildo, and it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. So you have to, you know, stop yourself from taking a selfie in front of every sign that says Dildo, because that's you know, right? And it overlooks the water. And I didn't know this, but if our friends know who Jimmy Kimmel is, a late night guest host, he, I guess, really liked the name Dildo. And he spent a week on his show promoting it. And he then... he went for being the mayor of Dildo. So he was campaigning for this. And Dildo doesn't really actually have an actual mayor. So anywhere you see these signs of, Jimmy Kimmel for mayor. And he actually then paid for a dildo sign that's mounted on a hill overlooking the cove and the village, kind of like the Hollywood sign. You know, and people come for a long way, and they photograph it. You can have a lovely lunch at the brewery here, go for a little walk. There's not a lot to do here other than the funness of it. And, you know, I think, again, that's where you find the humor of Newfoundlanders. So it's quite sweet. And so we chose Trinity as a place to come and stay for a few days because it's very picturesque. It's got great, well-preserved historic architecture. It has a theater here called Rising Tide Theater. And it's quite famous during the summer season, and you should come. They They have walking tours, museum tours. We're going on a boat tour tomorrow, and then we're going to go see the different coastal towns and hopefully see some wildlife. We're too late for icebergs, but that's okay. You know, I had clients that came in June, and they were able to see icebergs from this destination here. And then this afternoon, we're off to Port Rexton, and there are going to be breweries and cultural attractions or venture. And then we may venture out to what's called Dungeon Provincial Park to see some geological formations. And then just following the coast, visiting the different communities that are around here, maybe seeing some dolphins and porpoises, maybe seals. There's puffins. Hopefully we're still in puffin season, but that's really big here in bird life. So looking forward to that. And then another community called Bonavista. So I can tell you about that after I visit them. But a couple of food things that you may want to try. Have you heard of Newfoundland Screech?
Yes.
Yes. So it's a brand of rum, and it's made from imported Jamaican rum that is blended and bottled in Newfoundland. And the term screech itself is a term for high alcohol spirits. And it's used in traditional street in ceremony. So this is where visitors become honorary Newfoundlanders by kissing a cod and drinking screech and then taking an oath. I haven't done that yet. Maybe I think you have to drink the screech first before you kiss the cod. The other delicacy, and I can't get my partner to try it, it's called cod tongues.
Yeah.
And it's not actually the fish's true tongue. Instead, they're small, tender muscles found in the throat or jaw of a codfish. And they're typically deep fried and served as an appetizer with a side of lemon or tartar sauce or pork fat scrunchions. I haven't tried that yet. Mm. I think I'd like the pork fat scrunches. I like anything bad. Those are two so far. Of course, fish and chips, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, yes. You got to have that. Yes.
Yes. So anyway, that's my journey to date.
Well, it sounds like you're having lots of fun. You mentioned this is your first time to Newfoundland. What surprised you, or what weren't you expecting, or what did you expect that didn't happen?
Right. Yeah. So you know what it is? Like Newfoundland and Labrador, they have these beautiful tourism commercials that you see, you know, on TV. And I always get caught by how colorful it is. Like, you know, the laundry in the wind or just the colors. It really is what it is. Like, and it's not just at one spot. It's at all the locations I've been to so far. It's just a beautiful destination. It's on the ocean. It's, you know, it is a small province. But it takes time to drive to different places. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. And I would like outside of St. John's, I would rent a car. But I just think it's in Canada. It's the opportunity to see a beautiful part of Canada, like especially from the prairies. We're landlocked, right? So this is really neat. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to finding a place where they have live music, because I think the music would be pretty amazing.
Oh, I would think so too. Yeah. Yes. Well, it sounds like your days are full and action packed. And it also sounds like you're combining like formal tours with doing things on your own, which is kind of a good way to explore a destination, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always about taking a local tour just to find out, because, you know, you can do it on your own. But you don't want to be this focused on a guidebook or on your iPhone reading about it. It's always nice to get that personal inflection or inflection from a guide, somebody that lives here, somebody that has stories. You know, that it's just interesting, I think, to hear what's going on, because you come to a place to learn as well as to enjoy. So yes, I would definitely encourage people to have a blend of both.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're having a great time in Newfoundland. Can't wait to hear more. So we'll do that next week. So appreciate you taking the time out in your travels to enlighten us. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures in Newfoundland on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onetta Forbes. And OnettaForbes.com is her website. Thanks again.
Have a good week.